The following program is recorded content created by the Truth Network.
It's Matt Slick Live. Matt is the founder and president of the Christian Apologetics Research Ministry, found online at carm.org. When you have questions about Bible doctrines, turn to Matt Slick Live for answers. Taking your calls and responding to your questions at 877-207-2276. Here's Matt Slick.
Everybody, welcome to the show, Matt Slick Live. You're listening to Matt Slick. If you want to give me a call, five open lines, 877-207-2276. And I want to hear from you, okay? We've been doing a lot of Q&A. You know, it gets busy at the last half of the hour. I think it's because of the traffic pattern at different places. But at any rate, why don't you give me a call, and we can talk about whatever you want to talk about. Be great. You know, I've been keeping records on the shows. I've been doing radio now 5 days a week for 16 years. And well, I'll tell you, we got a lot of stuff. And I remember the first day I ever did radio, it was a little bit nerve-wracking, but it was fun, and I've enjoyed it. Just look forward to doing it. Anyway, if you want to give me a call, like I said, 877-207-2276. We're going to have Eric Johnson on at the bottom of the hour. He's going to talk about the requirements. Actually, he could probably call for after the break, the first break, in about 10 more minutes. If he's listening, he'll do that. And then we could talk about the trip, because most of the calls start coming in about bottom of the hour. But anyway, we're going to be going to Israel. If you're interested in checking out Israel, carmisrael.com. That's what you got to do. You got to go check it out. And there's a lot of good information there. Looks like my wife and I will be going. And, you know, I'll be there on the bus. And you can ask me questions and see how irritating I really am. And then you'll have a lot of sympathy for my wife. It'll happen. It'll take about 20, 25 minutes. You'll go, oh, I get it. And she'll be, you know, you say, oh, she's a saint. So there you go. All right, 877-207-2276. We have free online schools if you want to check them out. School of, I don't even know if they're working right now. I put in the request to have them checked out because they were down for just a little bit. But we're going to be changing them. Let's see. And we'll be changing them to a new format. Hopefully it'll be done by the end of the year. It looks like, yeah, it's up and running. So that's good. So you can check that out. We have these schools. And if you want to learn theology, and really, I believe you really should study theology. And I'm not talking about this, get 18 books and big, thick glasses, and that's what you have to do. I'm just saying that you should really know your theology. Now, there's a disadvantage to it, because what happens is you start listening to sermons, and you start going, wait a minute, it's not exactly the right way to say it, you know. It does start happening, and I warn people about that. And not that we want to be judgmental, but I don't believe that many pastors study theology. I just don't think so. I don't. And I think they should. I think they should study theology so that we can, you know, discuss the issues, and you can insert them, theological issues, into the discussions and things like that, and preaching and sermon. That's what I believe. All right, four open lines, 877-207-2276. 2276 spells C-A-R-M on your phone dial. All right, so I think we'll just get to Patricia, and then we'll just jump right on the air with Patricia. Let's see, I'm going to jump right in. I'm taking the information. Patricia, are you there? Patricia, are you there?
Yes,
you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Yes. Hi.
Okay.
Hi. How are you?
I'm fine. So what do you got?
Thank you for answering me. So I just have a question. I've been mm-hmm. assistant to a Christian church that is directed by a general pastor who calls himself an apostle. And I've been there for a long time, and believe me, I receive a lot of word, but there are certain things that I'm feeling funny about. Like, he's mentioned all the time on the services. We do the supper only when he tells all the pastors.
Wait. You do sermons only when what?
No, the supper. You know, like the
I'm sorry, I was reading something.
So
you only do the Lord's Supper. Only do the Lord's Supper when
only
what?
When he directs it to the other pastors. So practically, the pastors preach what the apostles tell them to preach, and we only do the Lord's Supper when he directs when to do it.
Okay.
So yeah, I've been feeling kind of funny about it lately because he is being mentioned too much during the service, you know, by the pastors. I was mentioning him a lot. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're not telling us to worship him, but it's like he's being mentioned too much.
Yeah, when someone calls themselves an apostle, I have a problem with that. There are seven kinds of apostles in the Bible. There's false apostles, true apostles. There's apostles that write scripture, apostles that don't write scripture. Jesus is called an apostle. So there's different kinds. So an apostle, generally speaking, Paul in 1 Corinthians 1:9, he's defending his apostleship, and he says this: am I not free? Am I not an apostle? Have I not seen Jesus our Lord? Are you not my work in the Lord? Now, this isn't proof that you have to have seen the risen Lord or been with him, but in order to be an apostle. But notice that Jesus says that he's an apostle, and he, part of what his qualifications are, he's seen the Lord Jesus. So, you know, it's a good case to say, well, the apostles were those who were with Christ. So when people start saying, hey, I'm an apostle, really? Let me check your doctrine. You know, I just want to check your doctrine, sit down, talk to them and see if they know their stuff. But I don't buy into it, personally. I don't buy into it. Anybody, you know, any more than somebody, I'm a prophet so-and-so, I'm bishop so-and-so, I'm apostle so-and-so. No. It just does not sound right. And as far as communion goes, it's not required in the Bible, it's not required that only the apostles, only the elders give communion. It's just not stated in Scripture. And this is important because we don't want to go beyond what Scripture says. That's what 1 Corinthians 4:6 says. Let me read this to you because it's important. 1 Corinthians 4:6. Now these things, brethren, I have figuratively applied to myself and Apollos for your sakes, so that in us you may learn not to exceed what is written, so that no one of you will become arrogant in behalf of one against the other. You see, that warning right there, if someone calls himself an apostle, I'm not saying if they do that they're automatically arrogant, but it's a warning here. Don't exceed what's written, and, you know, so that no one of you become arrogant on behalf against another. So, you know, I've had people call me an apostle because of my attitude, what I do, and I say, no, I'm not an apostle. I'm a teacher. Just call me a teacher, an apologist, and that's it. I don't need any titles. I don't, except, you know, lame-o and moron. I'll take those titles. But I'm not going to, you know, say I'm a prophet, I'm a bishop, I'm an apostle. I don't want to exalt myself in any way, shape, or form. And I don't want myself exalted in front of a church either. An apostle is a term that has high spiritual authority. And so when someone calls themselves an apostle, they're saying that they qualify in high spiritual authority. And for them to say, well, the only way you can do communion is if I'm giving it, where'd they get this in the Bible? It's just not there. So, you know, warning flags. Plenty of warning flags already. Okay,
so when I said the communion, we all do it, but it's only when the day that he says we need to do it. Like, he tells all the members of all the churches that are under the ministry that, let's say, okay, this Saturday, all the churches, even the one, the main church where he preaches, we all going to do the communion today. So everybody has to get together in their churches and their congregation and do the communion that day, only because he said it, though.
Yeah, that's a warning flag. That's another warning flag.
And the pastors are only preaching let's say this month we're going to preach about forgiveness. And they're only based on preaching that because he has instructed them to only preach about that this month, an example. So, and I love listening to you. I see that you are a man of God, and I really love the Lord. I believe me, and I want to please the Lord as much as I can. And I know my relationship with God is so individual, you know,
right.
So individual, mm-hmm. and my salvation is too. So I just want to do what's right by my Lord.
Can I ask, I'm curious, what denomination or what church, what the name of it is? I'm just curious. I'm going
to
check it out right now.
Well, it's supposed to be Christian.
Yeah, but what's the name of the church?
It's a Spanish church.
Hispanic?
It's called it's Hispanic. It's called Iglesia de Jesucristo, Palabra Miel.
What was the last word? Palabra de what?
Miel, like honey,
M-I-L. Oh, okay. Comprendo. Sí. ¿Puedes escribirlo? You can write me an email, because I want to look at it, okay? Do they have a website? Okay.
Yes, that's what it's called, the Iglesia de Jesucristo, Palabra Miel.
Sí. Sí. Quiero mirarlo. Okay? Quiero ver si es peligro. Okay? All right.
Okay.
So email me at...
thank you so much.
info@carm.org.
What's your email? I'm sorry.
Info@carm.org. info@carm.org. Just email me, say, hey, this is Patricia, and the name of the church, and then the URL for the website. I'll check it out, okay? Because I get warning flags. It just doesn't sound good so far, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
God bless you.
God bless you. All right. Folks, if you want to give me a call, 4 open lines, 877-207-2276. Let's get on the phone with Shirley from Jersey. It almost rhymes. Hey, Shirley, welcome. You're on the air. Shirley. Oh, wait a minute. I have to hit the right button. Well, got all these windows open. Shirley, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right. So what have you got?
How are you?
Tired, but I'm okay. Hanging in there. Been busy the past few days. Okay. What's up?
Yes, mm-hmm. I'm right here.
Okay. So what do you got?
Yeah, I'm a dentist, actually, from New Jersey.
Okay. Good.
That's okay. Yeah, I'm a dentist, actually. I just actually left my clinic because I was forced to take the jab, which I'm against. I'm
the
a born-again believer. I'm also an evangelist.
You're forced to take the what? I couldn't hear you.
The jab.
The jab?
The vaccine.
Oh, the vaccine. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. For obvious reasons, adverse effects, the injection, the COVID-19 vaccine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I chose not to take it for many different reasons. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want any alteration to my DNA, mm-hmm. the adverse effects, there's no liability, and the list goes on. So right. I did lose my job. Thank God I'm in a financial situation where I can afford to not work. As we know, we are living in end times. I do see the falling away happening, obviously in the false church system. I understand how the hierarchy of the church system works because I studied the occult. So far, many different religious organizations have already bowed down to marrying homosexuals
I know about that.
You know, the church system.
We got a break coming up, so I want you to hold. And then formulate your question after the break, okay? Because I want to talk to you. All right?
Okie doke.
All right. Hey, folks, we'll be right back after these messages. Please stay tuned.
Matt Slick Live, taking your calls at 877-207-2276. Here's Matt Slick.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. Two open lines, 877-207-2276. All right, Shirley, are you still there? Shirley, are you still there? I'm listening. I don't hear anything. Just letting you know I don't hear anything. If not, let's get the next caller, put you on hold. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right.
Yes, I am.
Okay. So what's your question?
Well, we see that the one world religion is unfolding in front of our eyes. I mean, Pope Francis is the one that's ushering it. I don't know if you have a background, Matt, in... my question is, many churches are bowing down, as we know, to this one world religion. Jehovah's Witness, my brother being one, how do you see this unfolding with them? Because at this point, which is today, what is today's date? March 11th? They have not announced, per se, that homosexuality is, you know, is acceptable. I just wanted to
the
know
J-Dubs?
Your point of view. Where do you see them
wait,
going?
The, at this the Jehovah's, point, wait. The Jehovah's Witnesses? Wait, the Jehovah's Witnesses said that homosexuality is okay?
No, not yet. That's,
oh, okay.
They're still standing their ground,
right,
but
okay.
We all...
So, which, I'm sorry, I don't understand your question. Let's try it one more time. Go ahead.
No, what I'm saying is that my brother, who is a Jehovah's Witness,
mm-hmm.
I recently had a conversation with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Where do you see Equality Act affecting the Jehovah's Witness organization? The
It'll
reason why my primary focus is on them is mm-hmm. because other religions other than them have already bowed down to marrying homosexuals, such as Hindu temples, some Jewish synagogues,
right.
Mormons no longer are considered apostates as a LGBT. Actually, my Mormon's a gay friend. Jehovah's Witness to this date, as far as I know, still consider homosexuals.
Well, hold on. You're going in a lot of stuff here. So I thought I understood your question, but now I'm not sure what your question actually is. So what is your question? Just ask a question, and I'll see if I can try and answer it. Are you there? Hello?
Okay.
Are you there?
How will the Equality Act affect the Jehovah's Witness organization?
Okay. I don't know. I don't know what
okay.
the Jehovah's Witness organization is going to do. The Equality Act, I've written an article on it, is really bad. It's dangerous. It affirms same-sex marriage. It would make sexual orientation, gender identity a protected civil right. It supports abortion. It has rules in there for forced compliance. It has other things. So it's going to be attacking the First Amendment, and there's going to be lawsuits about it. So I don't know what the J-Dubs are going to do. You can ask your brother. What's the Jehovah's Witness organization going to do? Or you might want to say, what are they going to tell you to do? That's what I like to ask them. What's the organization going to tell you to believe and tell you to do? Just ask them, because that's what they do. It's a cult, and they are whatever the Watchtower says is what you're supposed to believe. So I would ask them that. What's it telling you to believe?
Well, I already know. The funny thing, Matt, is I used to be a Jehovah's Witness. 15 years ago.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I used to be a Jehovah's Witness about 20 years ago. I'm now born again.
Okay.
So I understand the hierarchy of the religious system, unfortunately, leads to basically Lucifer and Freemasons controlling the religious system. So I just assume that one day he might walk in and they might say, well, we got to bow down.
It might happen. I expect the cults to bow down when more pressure comes in. But you never know. Some will, some won't. I think more
they're a 501c3 like all of the religious system is, so they're going to lose their tax exemption.
Which is fine with me, for all of us. But yeah, okay. I don't know what's going to happen with them, and I just don't know. It's something to ask, to see, and just watch. That's all I can tell you. All right? Okay. All right.
They eventually are going to fall. It's a Bible prophecy actually in Revelation, the one world religion. So I kind of know the answer, but I just wanted confirmation from you.
They're going to fall eventually. I just don't know when. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay. Well, God bless, Shirley. Thanks. Okay. All right. That was Shirley. Let's get to Josh from Texas. Josh, welcome. You're on the air.
Hey, Hank.
It's not Hank Hanegraaff. I'm Matt Slick, but I got a question. If you got a question,
Liechtenstein.
Are you okay? You got have a question?
Yes. So one of my questions is mainly why is it that the Black Hebrew Israelites? You might be able to tell me like why they say the phrase, or they believe, they'll say, "You are what your father is."
They believe in descendancy, and that through the proper genealogical records, this is who the true Israelites really are. Black people are the true Israelites from the tribe of Judah. Okay. And Hispanics and also Native Americans are also real Israelites, they say. White people are not true Israelites. They're the I've been called white devil by some black Hebrew Israelites. And the black Hebrew Israelite groups see white people as being demonic just because they're white. So it's an extremely racist organization. Okay.
Right, I remember I guess if you want to call it a debate with you and Andrew against that that one fella, and he had no other agenda than to use it as an opportunity to vent his anger, I guess.
Yeah, there's a lot of anger and a lot of prejudice, and people don't realize their own sin, and the black Hebrew Israelite group is sinful, it's cultic, and it is highly racist. And just say that black people, because they're black, are the true Israelites is, just not true. And to say white people are evil because they're white, that's not true either. They don't understand biblical theology, and it's just a racist organization or a belief system. That's what it is.
Right, so descendancy is basically what is kind of explains why they say that, because I met a black Hebrew Israelite, and he was trying to explain to me, like all these scientific things. He was trying to tell me that every person is pretty much 100% of what their father is, and you're in no way... not like a sharing.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that, because I just don't know that much about it. I do know that it's a cult and denies the Trinity and the deity of Christ, and salvation is required by speaking the proper name of Jesus, which they say they know. So, it's just it's bad. it's really bad. Okay? All right, buddy?
Thanks, man.
All right, man. God bless. Hey, folks, we have three open lines if you want to give me a call. 877-207-2276. We'll be right back after these messages. Matt Slick Live, taking your calls at 877-207-2276. Here's Matt Slick. All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. We have three open lines if you want to give me a call. 877-207-2276. Give me a call. And Eric from Salt Lake City. Hey, Eric, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Matt, how are you?
Doing fine. Hanging in there. Just hanging in there. All right, everybody, this is Eric from the Israel trip stuff. He's going to just give us a little bit of info, a little update. All right.
Absolutely. Hey, I'm so happy that we are selling this trip now since Sunday, and I just want to let your people know that we are about one-third of our spots sold. So we had a very really good response from North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, Idaho, among the states who are going to be joining us, and I just want to let people know that they can register now by going to carmisrael.com, and that trip is in March, March 10th through the 22nd. It's a 13-day trip,
and
it has all the information if they go to that website. But what you can do is look at each of the days. There's hotels that we're going to be staying at. These are four-star hotels. You can take a look at those hotels. There's little clips from some of the places we're going to visit, but we're going to see a lot of things, and I'm excited to be able to go with you. You're going to give devotionals all the way through the land of Israel, and so that's really awesome. We have a video that we did a week ago, and that's on the top of the website.
Yeah,
you just
right.
have to click on there for that YouTube interview. It's about 45 minutes, but if anybody has any questions, then they can go to the website. And if they sign up in March, I wanted people to know that there's $100 off. The price is $38.95, land only, and so it's $37.95. We're going to figure out next month where we'll be flying from. But for right now, you just need to reserve by going to carmisrael.com and clicking on the registration button, and you can actually sign up and get yourself ready to go, and it gives you a year to get ready. In fact, we'll be leaving a year from yesterday, so we're within a year now of going on this trip.
Wow. Really? The 10th? March 10th?
Wow. Yep. Today's the 11th, and so we're going to be leaving on March 10th from some airport. We'll figure out where that airport is. We might have two places that we originate, depending on how many people sign up. But, man, if you've never been to Israel, you've been to Israel. In fact, I'm looking at your picture right now on the website. You didn't have as much gray hair 8 years ago, Matt. But,
it's almost all gray now.
Oh, I'm looking at you on the video, and I'm looking at this, and yeah, you had some black hair back then. But
yes,
anyway.
It was definitely dark, yep. My wife says it looks good, though, so that's nice.
She likes the gray, huh?
She says I'm distinguished looking, and she hopes every day that I look more like Sean Connery, but it's just not happening.
Yeah. Well, anyway, yeah, I mean, you're going to be going with Anik. She's never been to Israel. Maybe your kids are going to go, so it's going to be fun to have the slicks there. And, I mean, people who I know are faithful listeners of this show, as well as people from the website. So we're just trying to let people know that if they want to sign up, I know you've been hearing about it. People have been hearing you talk about the trip, but now it's time to take action. It's a $500 deposit, and that deposit is all but $125 would be refundable if you cancel for whatever reason by Thanksgiving. And so this is one of those deals where if you want to get in, you probably need to sign up. And also, if you get the insurance policy, there's two different insurance policies. It covers anything related to COVID, so that's really nice, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a relaxing trip, I remember, because everything was just taken care of, and you were the one filling in the blanks here and there on things that need to be done. So, yeah, carmisrael.com. Check it out. That's right.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
And we're going to have Joel Kramer, an archaeologist, is going to be with us for 3 of the days. And he's going to take us to places that people don't get to go to oftentimes, like Jacob's Well, Shechem, Bethel, Ai. I mean, sites like that. I mean, Jericho, we're going to send you a DVD with Jericho on Earth that he did that really proves that Jericho really is the biblical Jericho. And if people sign up by Thursday of next week, we have a second DVD of Joel's that we'll send you as well. So you're going to get a book, The Holy Land for Christian Travelers, two DVDs, a welcome packet, and you'll be getting communications from me throughout the year as I do some teaching and give announcements on emails. And it's really, I mean, this is a trip that's really trying to equip you to be able to read your Bible in a way that you really can't read it the same way unless you've been there.
That's right. I really was affected by it. So somebody asked in the chat, does the trip include any in Palestine? That's what the question is.
Yeah, well, we're going to be going to the West Bank. A lot of the Old Testament sites especially are. And so we will go to Jericho. We'll go to Bethlehem. We'll go to Shechem, a very important place, right between Mount Ebal and Mount Gerizim. We'll have a chance to go there. So, yeah, we'll be doing some visitation there that a lot of people don't like to go in the West Bank. It's very safe. And and if you're wanting to see some of the sites that are not usual, that none of your friends have seen, we'll even have a chance to go to Qumran. And Joel will take us up to Cave 1. It's a little bit of a hike. You have to be steady to get up there. But we'll actually have a chance to walk into the cave where the Arab teenager found the great scroll of Isaiah in Cave 1. So that's pretty incredible because nobody really gets to do that. You have to know where the cave is.
Yeah, it's hard to find, and we didn't even see it until we're right basically on top of it, and he knew where to go, so yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, good. So anyway, I just wanted to call in and just let people know that we've done really well this week. We just started on Sunday. About a third of the spots are filled, but there's still plenty of room, and if they want to get the $100 off, they do need to sign up this month. After that, it goes away. So I'm hoping that a bunch of people on the radio who listen to you regularly will want to join you, and you're going to be talking all through Israel. And you're going to, you said you would do some teaching of doctrine, too, on some of the long bus rides. So we're going to hold you to that, Matt.
Yeah, if people want, you know, they can ask me questions, they can teach. But mostly people just talk and share and about, you know, what they just saw, and that's fine, you know. And when they, you know, get spend a little time with me, most people are going to want to stay in the far side of the bus. So that's okay.
And you're going to do communion, and we'll have some baptisms that will take place in the Jordan River. I have a really neat place near Bethsaida where the river is rushing by, and there's a little jetty, and it's a perfect place to do some baptism. So, you know, there's so many things. You're going to go on a Sea of Galilee boat ride, go behind the Western Wall. We're going to go to Masada. We're going to hike through Hezekiah's Tunnel. I mean, like I said, drinking water out of Jacob's well. It's not the Fountain of Youth, but it is pretty incredible when you you have a chance to actually see this well that John chapter 4, just read that in the Samaritan Woman.
It just
really is impressive when you get to see the well itself.
Yep, and drink out of it. Loved it. Tasted good, too. Yeah. All
right. Well, anyway, just wanted to let people know. So go to carmisrael.com, and I hope that a bunch of people will sign up.
Sounds good, brother.
All right.
All right.
God bless you, my friend.
Thanks, Eric. God bless.
All right. All right. Bye.
And someone asked, can you swim in the Dead Sea? Yes, you can. I did. Just bring some goggles, because you don't want any of that stuff to get in your eyes. It's extremely painful. I had to get out, go wash my eyes out, and then get back in the water, because it was still fun. I mean, it stings badly is about it. All right, four open lines. If you want to give me a call, 877-207-2276. Seth from California. Seth, welcome. You're on the air.
Hey, Matt. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So a quick rundown for you, what's going on here. I'm a part of a great church here in Southern California, and there's an upcoming potential ministry that we're going to start revolving around witnessing at abortion clinics. It's very much in the early stages. In fact, I have a meeting coming up this Sunday with one of our elders and lead pastors to discuss kind of what we want it to look like. So what I'm doing is just, you know, seeking some research, some wise counsel. I was curious, because I've heard in the past, you said that you had been a part of a number of ministries like swap meet ministries and whatnot. So, you know, I'm just curious if you've had any experience, you know, witnessing in abortion clinics or any wisdom that you might be able to share for me.
Yeah, I've got several things I would recommend. I would get a sound recording device on your person. I would have somebody off-site in a car with a camera running. And that's just me, okay? Because sometimes the pro-aborts, they get rather difficult. And it's better to be safe than sorry. It's not very often that anything happens, but it's a good thing to do. I'd also recommend that you contact the police before you go out. And unless you don't think the police is friendly, but, you know, contact the police, say, this is what I want to do, and this will be on the sidewalk, and want to let you know. And what's the name of the supervisor or the whoever, whatever, in case there's a problem? We're not looking for any problems. Mm-hmm. We just want to know, you know. And they really appreciate that. And so that's a good idea. And I've had, you know, Nate, well, you contact so-and-so. You know, you say, we can't be here. Yes, we can be here. And the other thing you can do is ask what is acceptable, what's not acceptable for the police department on rules. And we'll talk about that a little bit after the break, okay? So hold on, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Hey, folks, we have four open lines. If you want to give me a call, 877-207-2276. We'll be right back.
It's Matt Slick Live, taking your calls at 877-207-2276. Here's Matt Slick.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the show. We have four open lines if you want to give me a call. 877-207-2276. Give me a call. Let's talk. All right, Seth, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
All right. And I forgot. Of course, I forgot to mention something. Pray. Of course you pray. It's just a given. All right, so when you're out there, there's potential of being assaulted. Assault is when someone puts you in a state of apprehension. Assault and battery is one step further, and that's physical contact. And this is, you know, it can potentially happen. And so we'll talk about different things here for a little bit because this is important. But, you know, we had a temple opening, Mormon temple opening here, and I have some signage, and I just stood out. One guy one time was literally 6 inches from my face, and not yelling, but very aggressive, and he was threatening me. And so I just backed up, and I said, "Sir, you're putting me in a state of apprehension, and this is called assault. I don't want the police involved, but if you don't stop, you know, I may have to get a hold of the police. Please leave me alone." And I backed up, and he kept coming forward. And I said, "Sir, I need you to, you know," and I just said, I was very calm. And, you know, I've been in martial arts. I could have taken him out with one stroke, but I'm not going to do that, you know, because I'm not there for that. So I just kept saying, "No, don't want," you know, and he finally backed down. And then some Mormons came out, and to their credit, you know, they helped. And then one Mormon said, "Look, if this happens again, just come over. We'll hide you inside." You know, they're really nice. I mean, they're not bad people. And so that kind of a thing. So you got to be protected. I really do believe in having some recording device of some sort on you. And I prefer that you have something across the street with a camera and a car or someone just ready. You know, and it could just, for a lawsuit, if it ever happens, I've known of people who, Christians, who things have happened to them. And let's just say that it was one of these Mormon things that something happened. And it was on film. And let's just say it made a huge difference. A huge difference of what happened, what was said to have happened. I also recommend you watch the women. Your women, if any women go with you, you don't want to have I would not have a bunch of women together, unless they're just a few feet apart from you, because I'm very protective about the ladies. So if there's one woman and just you, that's fine, be out in public. If there's two women over by the side, you know, as long as you can get to them, and if anything, you know, somebody starts talking to them, you know, you go interject and make sure everything's okay, you know, that kind of thing. If someone gets violent, you have the right to defend yourself. Not the obligation, but you have the right to defend yourself, but don't be the aggressor. All right? Now, as far as staying on the sidewalk, sidewalk is public property. They can't tell you to get off the sidewalk and to leave. You say, "No, I'm on public property," and you have that right. Now, sometimes there's grass between the street and the sidewalk, and sometimes you can get on that, sometimes you can't. This is why I recommend you contact the police and say, "Where can I stand?" etc., etc. Something else you want to be careful about is sometimes there's a driveway next to where you're standing, and cars come out, and if you have a sign that can block the vision of the traffic coming in, that can be potentially dangerous. So in the situations I've been in where that has arrived or arisen, what I've done is moved out of the way and took my sign and put it at such an angle that it didn't block anything so that they could see. And so I'm very cognizant of that. And then when they're gone, I go back to doing it. You can't block any pedestrians in their traffic, not intentionally. You can do it accidentally. Oops, I didn't see it, you know. But that kind of thing. You don't block any pedestrian traffic or vehicular traffic at all. And you want to just be careful. Don't be yelling and screaming in a crazy fashion. Now, the thing is, though, you can yell. Now, it's not yell as in screaming. But, like, I've been at Mormon openings where there's, 100, 200, 300 people there. And I'll raise my voice to preach. And that's what is okay. Then you have to ask about the issue of amplification. Are you going to use a small microphone with a battery-operated amplifier? And if you do, you got to talk to the police and say what's acceptable. And they may say there's not. You'll get a permit. And otherwise, you can just use your regular voice. And that's okay if it becomes necessary. And if you have signs and things like that. And then what are you going to do if someone comes up and asks you questions and they want more information? Do you have follow-up information and stuff like that? And then here's the last thing I'm thinking of is it's a lot of times it's really good to have a meeting afterwards where you just kind of debrief when you're done. You know, you quit at a certain time, you meet at a restaurant or someone's home, whatever, or you talk. Or if you don't, that's okay too, but it's sometimes nice to do that. Okay.
Absolutely. No, I really appreciate you taking the time to share that. I took some notes, so this is really good stuff. A lot of good wisdom here. I really like the aspect, too, about, you know, protecting, of course, women, but also ourselves from any, you know, false allegations or whatnot that, like you said, very well could come from people that don't like the fact that we're out there.
Yes. Yeah, I've been flipped off. I've been mooned. I've been cussed at. I had eggs thrown at me. I've had physical assaults, very gentle, but it was technically physical. I've had people threaten me with arrest. I've had people get in my face, block my walk. It happens. And mm-hmm. You know, just remain calm. That's all. So
great stuff. Well, thank you so much, Matt. Thank you so much for your ministry and for the time. Just in general, the ministry, and I always pray for those that do this. So, just ask for anyone else listening. Pray for us out here.
Yes, that's the one last thing I was going to. Thanks for reminding me. You have a prayer team praying for you. You know, praying for you.
It's good
and stuff like that. And you have the phone number to the police ready just in case. You know. You have a question? Hey, call them. You know, this is what it says. You know, we already talked to them. Okay, stuff like that. It'll work out fine. Okay.
Great, great. Thank you so much.
All right, call back and let me know how it went. I want to know. All right, Seth.
Hey, great. Yeah, sounds good. Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
God bless. All right, that was Seth. He's in California, so you know the People's Republic of California. So pray for Seth and what he's going to be doing. It's a good thing to do. It is a good thing to do. Let's get to Jill from Pennsylvania. Jill, welcome. You're on the air.
Hi, Matt.
Hi.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yes. Yes, I can. You sound fine.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So yesterday I had the situation where I was invited to this Bible discussion group on Facebook. And so I accepted it, and that's all it said, Bible discussion. It was sort of generic. Mm-hmm. And I knew the guy very well because we were the administrator of it, because we were in a cult about 20 years ago.
Okay.
Where we were just into everything back then. Mm-hmm. And I was just hoping maybe this guy perhaps was a Christian. Well, but anyway, it turns out he was into Swedenborg.
Swedenborgism. Yeah, it's a cult.
Yeah, uh-huh. And so I looked it up on your website, but I already knew about Swedenborg, but I just couldn't articulate it. I just knew it was wrong, but I didn't know.
Yeah. So what's your
question?
Exactly. What's your question?
So here's my question. So I did contend with the guy. He private messaged me and was very upset, and I honestly was trying to be really concerned about his soul and based on what I knew about Swedenborg, and I even had Bible verses because he was saying that Jesus was God, and that was it. There was no other, there wasn't
so
a Trinity,
Do you have a question?
So, based on his reactions today, I started thinking maybe I should not have even attempted or contended or challenged the guy, because my question should women, is this wrong for women to challenge like a guy?
No, it's not.
On one of these forums, you know, Facebook or whatever.
Not. It's not wrong at all.
Because I felt very, very bad after he private messaged me and just went on and on and on. And
well, let me comment about this issue, okay? Can women correct men in the church? Absolutely. Absolutely. If the men have said something wrong or done something wrong and some astute woman is listening and she happens to have learned something that someone else hasn't, which is fine. And she comes up and says, you know, I don't agree with this or that, or can we look at this? If I were a pastor and a woman did that, I would treasure it. Fine, good. I mean, she feels comfortable enough to come up and challenge. And or to say, well, what about this? What about that? That's fine. That's fine. We're all called to do that. Just because you're women doesn't mean you can't get up there and ask the questions and challenge stuff. Now, women can't be pastors and elders.
Right.
But you know, it's fine. There's no problem with that at all.
Well, I just felt really kind of guilty because I thought, well, maybe I, like, when I challenged him, and he, you know, he took me off the form, so I couldn't go back to reread to make sure I was, you know, had dotted all the I's and crossed the T's and, you know.
Yeah.
But I was really concerned that he's
There's
teaching people this, and I think I was coming from a good place.
Yeah, and, well, see, Morganism is a non-Christian cult. It's just flat-out cultic, all right? Denies the Trinity, denies the deity of Christ, right? So it's just a cult. And that's it. And so you have the right to say, hey, you know, you got problems. And if you don't,
yeah,
that would be what's wrong. Not because you're a female challenging some male. Forget that. The thing to
okay.
be concerned about is not challenging somebody. If they're speaking heresy and leading others to damnation in their cult doctrines, if you don't speak up, well, you know, depends on the situation.
That's very good. I'm so glad you're telling me this, because I have this war inside me going back and forth. Like, it's just not ladylike, you know. And honestly, I do try to pick the log out of my own eye. You know, before we
I've got a wood pile next to
my
me.
Brother's
mm-hmm. Yeah,
I do. I'm thoughtful. I'm prayerful. You know, but I'm also grieved because I was in a cult, and nobody got saved except me in that cult, and I'm still very sad. Like, maybe I should be reaching out more to those people, and here I had this opportunity. And granted, that was
You're
like 20 something years ago.
Yeah, you did.
And he was furious.
Uh-huh.
It just caught me by surprise.
What I'll often do when I go into a cult place on Facebook or some other thing, before I start talking, I will look and see who people are there, get their names, so that if I do get kicked out, I can contact them in private and try and continue to witness.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
That's good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know, I will do that. So that's one of the things I'll do. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, God bless. Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Well, goodbye. All right. So we're about out of time here, folks. Just want to remind you that we have the Carm Israel trip if you want to check it out. CarmIsrael.com. We also have some schools. Check out the schools. Go to carm.org. Type in the schools. Look around the homepage. You'll see the stuff on the schools. And we want you to learn, want you to be theologically grounded, want you to know what the truth is, and be able to praise the Lord Jesus Christ. I hope you have a great evening. May the Lord bless you greatly. And by His grace, back on here tomorrow. We will talk to you then. Talk to you later. Bye.
Another program powered by the Truth Network.